Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers. I am so excited about this episode of the Homeschool Sanity Show. I have been wanting to interview new homeschoolers for a long time and have you, the listeners, take the journey with them. It's finally happening. I will get to introduce you to the five women who are going to be joining me each month in a bit. But first, I'd love to have you write a review of this podcast. I have no reviews on Stitcher, so I would especially love for you to write one there. I'll provide the link in the show notes. Reviews are how homeschoolers find the show and decide to give it a try. It does take a few minutes of your time, so as a thank you, I will read a review or two and give you a shout out on the show. Thank you so much to Apologia for sponsoring this podcast. Their quality Christian materials for planning, science, Bible, and literature are perfect for new and experienced homeschoolers alike. Find them at apologia.com. The teaching tip of the week is to use turnkey curriculum. I'm a creative person. I love to come up with my own unit studies, and I've even written my own language arts curriculum in Grammar Galaxy. But I'm also a very busy person. I still have four kids at home, and the two in college take a surprising amount of my time. I have no doubt you're busy too. Save your creative passion for the subjects you really love and find a ready-to-go curriculum for the subjects you don't. An excellent turnkey curriculum is Deborah Bell's Readers and Writers in Residence from Apologia. I had the privilege of interviewing Dr. Bell on Facebook Live about homeschool planning. Check the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/routinesfirst for the replay. I know you'll be impressed by her credentials and homeschooling experience. This curriculum is incredibly thorough and is directed to the student, fourth grade and up. Your teaching time is minimal. The combined student text and notebooks are beautiful. Your child will love using them. You can promote independent learning and know that your students are getting a quality foundation in language arts. Get an inside look, a discount code, and a chance to win these two curricula on Tuesday, June 27th at 4 Eastern, 3 Central, 2 Mountain, 1 Pacific, on Facebook Live at facebook.com/psychowith6. Now for this week's topic. I interviewed four new homeschoolers about why they began homeschooling, what they've done to get ready to homeschool, and what routines look like in their home. If you're an experienced homeschooler, you'll enjoy hearing what Courtney had to say. We had some technical difficulties with her interview, so I'll be sharing her responses to my questions in just a bit. You'll want to stay tuned for this month's assignment for Homeschool Sanity as well.
I know each of you has a different experience, and I would like for you to take a turn to introduce yourself and your family to us. Tell us what state you are homeschooling in and why you are homeschooling. So that's a lot of information, but I am going to prompt you to finish telling us if you can't remember all of those things. So introduce yourself, your family, tell us what state you're in and why you decided to homeschool, starting with Erica.
Hi, Melanie. Thank you so much for having us all on the call. My name is Erica, and I live in New Hampshire with my husband and my two boys that are three, and one will be five in the fall, which should be kindergarten age here. My husband and I both grew up in California in excellent school systems. I finished school with an economics degree at MIT. He went all the way to PhD, yet we both barely escaped the school system with a love of learning intact, and we don't want that for our boys. We want them to be able to learn at their own pace and just follow their interests and not feel limited by being in a classroom with all the other kids and not feel like sometimes they get passed up by the materials. We're in New Hampshire.
My name is Malin. I actually have a son and a daughter. My daughter is 2.5 and my son is 5.5, so he will be going into kindergarten. I would like to say, you know, we're, I guess, homeschooling, officially homeschooling this year, although I don't want to say that because we have, you know, obviously just like all moms and parents and families have been homeschooling almost their entire life practically. I actually was a teacher for about 7 or 8 years, and you know, before I had kids, the way that I taught was you could hear a dime drop in the room because that's all I had known. And then once I had kids, I was thinking to myself, how could I do that to a whole entire classroom where they're kids, they need to learn, they need to talk, they need to be able to communicate. And I'm actually sort of in the school system as well. Since I am a professor at a university, I work with the students that are getting their bachelor's in elementary education. So I'm in and out of the classroom actually all year long. I know that I can do the best for my child if I am with them. And, you know, it takes about a half hour to an hour at these lower grades to teach what you would need 6 or 7 hours in a normal classroom. So I'm just blessed to be able to stay home and do that with my children, for sure.
Hi, I'm Jeanette. I have 4 children. And I have an 8-year-old, 6-year-old, 5-year-old, and a 3-year-old. And I felt when my oldest was going into kindergarten, God calling me to homeschool. And I kept pushing it off because of fear. And I just kept getting pregnant. And I thought it was just too much. But I finally took that leap this year. And I just homeschooled my oldest. And I just fell in love with it, and I just knew that that's what God's been telling me to do. So this year, I will be having kindergarten and first grade added to the mix. So I'm excited to see what it's going to be with all of them home instead of just one.
Hi, I'm Jolene. I live in Wisconsin. I've got a His, Mine, and Ours family of 9 kids. The oldest ones were homeschooled originally until they got divorced. And now I'm going to be starting homeschooling my younger 2 that are ours. This year, my daughter is going to be starting a mixture between preschool and kindergarten. She's 4.5, but I think she gets the material for kindergarten. With my 3 of my own, I was planning on homeschooling them, but then I got divorced. And I didn't want to go through the battle with that. And I struggle with my kids in school just knowing all the influences they're getting that aren't positive. I'd like to keep them in a safer environment, originally at least, and teach them more about the Lord and parent my kids myself. That's part of parenting, in my opinion, is teaching your kids life and education and all that, and I can't do that when my kids are in public school.
So now I have another question for my guests, and that is, when are you going to start homeschooling this year, and what have you done already to get prepared for that? So I am going to start with Erica.
Hi, we have started with introducing the boys and just trying to get them fluent in letters and numbers. Numbers seem to come a little bit easier than letters, but they're doing quite well. Actually, from your site, I found the Learn Math Fast. And even though it might be a little bit
much for
a 4.5-year-old, yes, I know that it's going to work for me, even if it doesn't work for the kids. So I got the whole set. I'm working on that and working on lesson one, and I'm pretty confident that he'll actually be able to go through that and at lesson 16 already be on multiplication. So we're working on math. You know, we always read together, and so that's something that's been ongoing since, you know, they could sit still. They're boys, so sometimes that's still a challenge. But and we're actually getting the story of the world from one of the other homeschool families here in New Hampshire. She's done with it with her girls, and so she's passing them all along to us. So I'm excited about both that community and getting such a wonderful resource. And I think for kindergarten, just spending time with our chickens and then out in the fields and forests around our house while doing math and numbers and reading and doing some history, I think will be a very full and rich curriculum for them. And we're getting started right now.
Okay. And so have you sent other homeschoolers already?
I have. There's actually a new homeschooling group here in New Hampshire that I'm part of. There's some veterans who have already graduated their children off to college, and myself is just starting. And so with that, I'm actually getting really plugged into the homeschool community here. And I think the biggest challenge is there's so many different opportunities to meet up with other homeschoolers and have really great enrichment activities. I don't know if I'd have time to school them if we were going off to all of these great opportunities.
I am going to say goodbye to you, and I'm going to ask Maylin when she is going to be starting and what she's already done to prepare for that.
I have started an actual homeschooling group. I'm one of the admins of it, and we've been up for about a year on Facebook. In our local, you know, Broward County, Florida. But I actually got introduced to homeschooling about two and a half years ago, because before that I would never, ever in my life think about homeschooling. And one of my friends just said, hey, come to this group, you know, have some fun, and, you know, just go from there. So I was almost thinking of it as a play group. And when I entered actually into the group, I was like, wow, how could I not homeschool? We've been gradually, like through pre-K, we've been doing different, just like fun stuff. I mean, I guess I would almost say that I would take kind of the Charlotte Mason style, as in like nature learning. So we've been basically learning in nature for about over 2 years with nature classes and just going on so many field trips. I mean, every day we're out either to the beach or to a park. And so we've started, since it's the summer in Florida, and I don't know if you've ever been to Florida, but it's extremely hot in Florida. so we actually will start probably in the middle of June our, I guess, homeschool curriculum. But that's really for me until, I want to say, September is just going through. I actually had purchased the Read and 100 Easy Lessons, so we're going to start that. And then I actually have like a math practice workbook, just to kind of like start off really easy, you know, only spend about a half hour a day. And then in September, start doing more subjects. At least that's the plan.
Okay. Okay. Now I am moving on to Jeanette. Jeanette, when are you going to officially start homeschooling, and what have you done to get ready for that?
I'm going to start probably in September. We have family in Michigan, so we're going to be going over there. And then we have a wedding in August. So we're, but I have started with reading more than I did during this school year. And I've been looking at Easy Peasy, but I'm not sure because I kind of don't want to do the online, but I heard that that's easy. So I also want to look into kind of like a whole, like a curriculum that I could put all my kids, since I have them so close in age, and I will have like third, first, and kindergarten. So I'm trying to look for something like that. But because we are connected with church, there are so many homeschoolers that I've already, you know, connected with, and I'm probably going to be connected with PEC, and they meet over here and do field trips. And so other than that, I'm just focusing on reading, because my six-year-old has learned, but she's not fluent, and then my five-year-old is just getting into it, so.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Okay. Thank you. Okay, and then finally, Jolene, tell us what you are doing to get ready to start school and when you're going to start.
Well, I don't know if I'm as organized as everybody else. I did buy the Charlotte Mason Living Math in early years because I feel like that's the idea that we want to do. But I need a little more structure than that, so I'm still trying to figure things out. I've met with a seasoned homeschooler, and she recommended a few programs for reading, all about reading, sing, spell, read, and write. So I'm still in the research mode of that. I have joined a homeschool group in our community. I've got a lot of friends at church also that do homeschooling. My plan is in September, when my other kids go to school, to start.
Okay.
That sounds great.
This is so much fun to listen to all of your plans and just the things that you're considering. And I know that my listeners are going to be really, really excited to hear this and to kind of journey along with you. Okay, so I started homeschooling my oldest for preschool. He was just three, but I thought, you know, this is a great testing ground for homeschooling to see if I can, in fact, do this thing that God has called me to do. And I thought it was going to be easy, that homeschooling a three-year-old, I mean, how hard is that? I had a PhD, so, I mean, come on, it was going to be easy. And what I discovered was that it was very, very hard for one main reason, and that was that I did not have routines established in my home. So I want to know, what do your routines look like? So let's start again with Erica. Tell us about routines in your home.
What's a routine? It's one of my biggest challenges and one of the biggest challenges we have here. After school, I ended up having jobs that were odd hours. I was trading on the exchange floor out in San Francisco, so I was at work at 5 a.m. And then other jobs, I ended up as a stock analyst. So that job is 24/7 until you quit. There's no days off. So there wasn't much of a routine for me. My husband has a PhD, so with that, that's also lab hours. So he also doesn't come from as much routine because he has another one of these always-on jobs as well. And my husband has an always-on job, and I had an always-on job when I was working. So if we can figure out how to get a good, solid routine that supports our family, even if that's all we do this year, I think that'll be a huge win.
The way that we handle our routines is actually very unorganized as well. We are usually out every single day. So in the afternoon is when we'll usually start schooling, if you can even call it that. But I would like to start setting a routine where there are certain days where we do field trips or go out, and then there are certain days where we just stay and do schooling. It's very hard because I've gotten into this routine of every single day we go out and do something, so the kids are almost expecting it. So when we start transitioning a little bit more, the beginning of the middle of June all the way up until September, I really would like to start getting into more of a routine of, okay, in the morning we wake up at a certain time, you know, we do our schooling, and then we can go out. But there's so many different availability in South Florida for field trips and for parks and for the beach and just, you know, nature learning, that I'm finding a really hard time to kind of, I guess, have a middle ground.
Routine. I'm not a routine person, but my husband is, so it kind of, there's a balance there. I guess I read a book a while back, and it said that homeschooling, kids actually, something in their brain actually works better when they do chores and when they have that routine of chores. So that is important to me, and I'm trying so hard. So right now we have, you know, wake up and make your bed. I try to do the whole get dressed thing, but I don't even do it myself. So, and then, you know, just helping me during the day. And then we always have chores after dinner. So right before bed, they do their chore. They have like their spot in their house. But yeah, like routine. I mean, if it were up to me, I would do the whole homeschool. I love that. But, you know, and my husband's like, they're never going to be routined if we do this homeschool. And I'm like, I went to school for 13 years at a traditional school, and I'm still not. So I think it's just like your personality and how you're raised. And so I think there'll be pretty balanced between the both of us.
Okay. Jolene, can you tell us about chores and routine in your family?
Sure. I like routines. I'm a routine person. My husband is a lot less routine oriented than I am, which makes things difficult, and interruptions make my plans falter. I usually have, for the older kids, I have routines. They have an assigned day of the week that they have dishes to do. I try to do a 10-minute tidy, and that I get that done like half the time. I work 12-hour shifts as a nurse, and that's either on a Sunday or a Tuesday night. So then my next day is shot because I'm tired and I'm trying to get some dozing in. So routines are a challenge, like with everybody else, but I keep trying.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's very good. All right. Thank you, ladies, so much for sharing that. It sounds like most of you are in a place where you could benefit from better routines. And I definitely agree that routines are good for children, but they're also good for moms. And here is why. Because at the end of a long homeschooling day, you are going to feel, if you do not have a routine, if it's just willy-nilly putting out fires, maybe never really getting to the school subjects that you want to do, you're going to feel like you aren't accomplishing anything. And we don't want that. We want mom to be encouraged and to feel like she is making progress. And yes, going on field trips and doing nature study, those things are educational. But if there is no structure to your day, you're not going to feel like you are doing a great job. And we want new homeschoolers to feel like they're doing a great job. So your homework between now and the next time we talk is to work on establishing routines. It is so important to have a basic structure to your day, even if you get up at a different time of day, even if you have different activities planned on various days, or even if you have spontaneous things come up
it's important to that you know and your kids know this is what we do first. First, we get dressed, we have breakfast, we do some chores, we have a, you know, we have a system for assigning chores, and then we do our morning time together. And this is not the routine that I'm telling you that you have to adopt, but it is the really important step to take when you are just trying to introduce order into your homeschooling family. So I am going to send along to each of you and also to our listeners some chore forms that I have created, but there are many, many other approaches that will absolutely work. It's not what kind of chore system you use, it's that you use. So I'm going to send those to you. Then I'm also going to send you my free meal planning ebook. One of the things that I noticed is that if I got to the end of the day and I had no idea what I was going to make for dinner, my husband was irritated and I was irritated because I was too tired at the end of a long day to really want to deal with that. So my free meal planning ebook, I think, will give you some ideas about how you can really simplify and streamline your meal planning so that once you start, or even if you've already started homeschooling, you can relax and not have to worry about your meals. And then one final thing that I wanted to say about laundry, I think it is critically important to get your kids involved in doing laundry as early as they are capable. My kids, I'm trying to think what age they were really doing their own laundry, but it was pretty young, and it just required some dedicated teaching time to how to use the washing machine and the dryer. I don't require them to divide up their darks and their lights. We did some dedicated teaching time. It did not take a lot of time teaching them how to fold their clothes and put them in their drawers. I love the KonMari method of folding clothes that go in the drawer. And then you want to make it really simple for kids to hang clothes up as well. So those are the kinds of things that I would like each of you to be working on between now and next time. So thank you so much for joining me. I cannot wait to hear how your month has gone and if you've made any progress in creating routines that work for your family. Thank you, ladies.
That was so much fun. Now for Courtney's interview. Courtney is a 30-year-old mom of two kids, ages 6 and 8. She currently works part-time from home, doing bookkeeping for her husband's business. They reside in Richmond, Virginia, in one of the older, historic neighborhoods. Their primary reason for homeschooling is terrible schools in the city limits. She said they are not quite as bad as some parts of the country, but sending her kids there when other options are available felt like a bad decision. Some of their other reasons have come about simply from raising their kids and what she's learned in the brief time she's been teaching at home. Her daughter, for example, isn't a good test taker and is nervous around new people. She is also an advanced reader. She reads at about a sixth grade level. She says their son is, like most boys his age, very energetic and has a hard time sitting still for long periods. I thought this was comical. Like his father, he also doesn't like being made to do something he doesn't want to do. He'll flat out refuse to do a certain task if pressed, like handwriting, for example. She said that though this stubbornness doesn't determine how they raise him, she does take it into consideration when schooling him. The last thing she says she wants is to make him hate learning. Neither child could receive the accommodations they need in a public school setting. They began seriously homeschooling about 2 years ago, and in this short time, she's learned that yes, the experiment is working, so far anyway. Even so, she still feels like a newbie. She's always researching different educational philosophies and the different curricula that each has, like Charlotte Mason or Classical Conversations. She reads a lot of blogs about homeschooling as well. They also incorporate various textbooks and workbooks into their lessons. She can't seem to stop questioning whether there's a better way, whether or not 4 hours is enough, should they have an actual classroom, should she ditch the books and teach by doing things with them, etc. She said she guesses these are questions every homeschooling parent has. I would have to agree. She told me that just as their ideal school schedule and curriculum are evolving, so is their routine for home maintenance. Currently, they're breaking certain tasks down by day. Downstairs on Tuesday, master suite Wednesday, second floor and kids' rooms Thursday, mopping and downstairs touch-up on Fridays. The kids are responsible for cleaning the public bathrooms as well as their own laundry. She still has to help her son fold his clothes, but otherwise, both kids can do their own laundry. Hallelujah, she says. Though the kids do their own laundry, she is still responsible for the rest. Doing it as needed, rather than scheduling it, has made it easier for her not to get behind on it. Meal planning is much the same for them. Her kids know they have cereal at least 5 days a week for breakfast. They choose their own lunches, with some preset parameters, of course, while dinner remains firm. Whatever she's planned for dinner, they stick to. Her methods are currently being revamped. After much reflection the last few weeks, what she's been doing for domestic chores, school, work, and personal times just haven't worked for them, she said. And now that her kids are a little older and can help with more chores, she's spending some time figuring out what they can do and how to make sure they all have a routine that works. After all, no mom wants to be a maid, right? Right. Can you relate to Courtney? I definitely could. I want to make it clear that the goal isn't to find the perfect routine for all time. The goal is to continually modify routines as your family grows and changes. This month, I've given our new homeschoolers some assignments. I asked them to, first, listen to the podcast episode I did with Fly Lady on the power of routines. Second, create a system for chores. I sent them 2 free printables as options for managing kids' chores. Third, teach their child to do laundry and to fold clothes. I sent them a link to the KonMari method of folding. Fourth, begin planning meals. I sent them my free meal planning ebook. Finally, read the routines challenge from the Organized Homeschool Life. You can find all the links and the free printables I gave our new homeschoolers by going to homeschoolsanity.com/routines first. To purchase your own copy of the Organized Homeschool Life, use code FIRSTYEAR to save 20%. At organizedhs.com. Thanks again to Apologia for sponsoring this podcast. Visit them at apologia.com. The Homeschool Sanity Show will be on break for the month of July. I look forward to meeting some of you at the Great Homeschool Convention in St. Louis on the 13th. I'll be back to share our new homeschoolers' progress with you in August. Focus on routines this month and rest when you can. Have a happy homeschool month.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.